Good morning and welcome to the Kirkside Cafe. Chuck Meether here, serving up the final breakfast buffet. It's Christmas Day, so I hope it's a dandy as we finish up the last three questions and answers of the Heidelberg Catechism. Lord's Day 52. What is the sixth petition? And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That is, since we are so weak in ourselves, we cannot stand a moment, and besides, our deadly enemies, the devil, the world, and our own flesh, assail us without ceasing. Be pleased to preserve and strengthen us by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may make firm stand against them and not be overcome in this spiritual warfare until finally complete victory is ours. And then we'll look at Ephesians chapter 6, a couple of verses here, 12 and 13. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. And then, of course, there are other scriptural texts that we can look at, but we're going to move on to 128. How do you close this prayer? For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. That is all this we ask of you, because as our King, having power over all things, you are willing and able to give us all good, and that thereby not we, but your holy name may be glorified forever. Romans 10, 11 and 12 tells us, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame, for there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. 129, what is the meaning of the word amen? Amen means so it truly and surely be, for my prayer is much more certainly heard of God. And I feel in my heart that I desire these things of him. Psalm 145, verses 18 and 19. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. And let's end our year together with these words from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. What a way to end our tour of the Heidelberg Catechism together. I hope you'll stick around here at the Kirkside Cafe as we bring back the WSCA Westminster Shorter Catechism Applied, and we'll do that probably around February 1. Hope to see you then. Have a wonderful holiday season and a happy new year.